Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here's Stroud looking deep. He's got Knoll out there. Drops it in to Jalen Knoll inside the San Francisco 25. 45-yard pass from Stroud to Knoll.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Fox Sports did the game yesterday. 49ers get beat 26-15.
Didn't feel that close, though, huh?
Okay, here's where I'll start off, and we got some calls, so we're going to jump into them in a second. But here's the other thing that maybe I factor this in more about the NFL than other people, other NFL fans. I feel like we have to accept a certain amount of fluctuation in the way teams play.
No doubt.
Okay.
That's across the board with sports.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's unique to the NFL more than any other thing where any given Sunday. But when I...
What about the difference between the Warriors on Thursday and Friday?
What do you mean? Well, I
in terms of fluctuation.
I was just... Whoa, that was loaded in the clip.
Well, Okay. I'm just saying, I think we see... Who has been... Like, I just asked you how many teams have not had a fluctuation this year. One team.
Colts.
Like, the last...
What about Buccaneers?
3 weeks ago, the Bills... We're supposedly in disarray, and so are the Eagles.
I get your drift. I get you.
That's all I'm saying.
Look at the Chiefs now.
Exactly. The Chiefs had some real clunkers early. Yeah. So there are going to be a few of these, I think, for every team this year and most years in the NFL.
But
you're 5-3.
But I guess, and Stoney, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. My thing is what's concerning me about this year, if it's about the young Niners – on defense making the playoffs and the stellar job that both coordinators and head coach are doing in Saleh and Shanahan is they almost need the handicap placard, the blue thing on the – because nobody's whole right, but Stoney, they're really bitten by the injury.
All right. Then you're in trouble. Like, we all know they're in trouble. Okay. We all know they're in trouble with the injuries.
But the O-line's not, well, you're missing. You still got a block. That, like, up front is a concern moving forward. That ain't got, like our caller called and said he tapes the games. I forget our guy's name, Stoney. He was saying, defense, they got, like, an excuse. They're young. They're growing. But O-line, led by Trent, they are just, yesterday can never happen again.
Interesting.
No, I won't even fight you no more on Trent. But that's why if you want to get frisky Lynch, you better go try to find your new left tackle here shortly. Like, I don't know how long that is, but you cannot go just put a lot of money into something that it's showing you that it might be rotten in other places. That's all I'm saying to you.
Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Happy Monday, guys. No, I agree with you. There's some fluctuation that's built in. Even the best teams in the NFL, they're going to have some poor performances. I think that's why you got to give Saleh a little bit of leeway. Like, yeah, yesterday was not great, but it's understandable, you know, with as many rookies as he's playing and as many injuries as they've had. Saleh kind of signed up for this, you know what I mean? He kind of signed up for this premise that, hey, we're going to draft a bunch of guys on defense this year. We're going to groom these guys. We're going to get them up to speed. But we have a foundation of these all pros with Fred and with Nick that are going to kind of keep that foundation intact. Well, you strip that away, it's totally understandable that you could have a game like yesterday, right? Mm.
Yeah.
But there's also evidence this season that even without those guys, Saleh is maximizing this defense's potential. Even when you are removed of some of these really good, talented players, we've seen those games already. The Rams game, right? Even the Falcons game, holding them to 10 points. I'm waiting to see Kyle Shanahan's stamp on this season for his quote-unquote genius.
Mm.
Because what game this season has provided evidence that Kyle is an offensive genius? I know there's some injuries on the offensive side as well, but where is the evidence? Where's the proof? I mean, for example, he has some guys that could provide a wrinkle in their offense that would throw teams off. Like, for instance, Isaac Garendo. He's fast. He has good hands. He proved last season that he can catch the ball. You don't have to use him as a running back. Get him involved a little bit. You know what I mean? Prove that you're a genius, Kyle. And I'm just still waiting for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get frustrated with Kyle because he's been labeled this genius when, if I'm being honest, I think he's been carried by his defense for years now. And I think it's showing this year.
I would jump in tonight. I got to jump in if he's still on. I'll just say this, and you know I don't wear Kyle Shanahan underwear, but the fact that Kyle got Jimmy Garoppolo to a Super Bowl, also got Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, to a Super Bowl and NFC Championship game, I would disagree a bit. And then I would say this year in regard to the genius, the 17 points in the first half against the Rams, Steiny, when nobody gave him a chance, I got to believe he was in his bag. And you might say, or anybody out there in this caller, all right, good, that's one game. But I do believe Saleh had surpassed him in regard to how difficult Saleh's job was to make this D pop, and the offense hadn't really, you know, given as much.
The reality is people were talking about Shanahan like he was doing a masterful job.
And I was one
year.
Of them, and I'm not running from that.
And I'm not saying he hasn't done a good job. I don't.
Where's the run game?
I mean.
Like, that's real.
Like, see, this is where I don't blame Kyle Shanahan for the run game. His teams have been able to run the football all the time.
Yeah.
They have the same offensive line they've had with, you know, Pooney was here last year, Williams was here last year, Brendel was here last year, McKivitz was. So they've been able to run the ball. They're not able to run the ball. That tells me it's a personnel issue because Shanahan's proven he can run the ball.
But aren't you responsible for personnel too?
You can't, if they're not good, they're not good. Mm. I mean, or if they're not having a good year, that's what I'll say. I mean, doesn't seem like anybody on that offensive line is having a good year.
No, man.
Doug's in Berkeley. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey, you know, to me, it looks really pretty straightforward. I watched C.J. Stroud last week, as well as this week and a few other times. He's a good young quarterback. He really is, like every quarterback in the NFL, if you give him a clean pocket, they can hit people. And if you rush him and make him uncomfortable, they're not accurate. Last week, he looked really bad. He looked really bad because I think it was Seattle. They got pressure on him. Because of our injuries and because I think largely because of the injuries, we're going to have this problem because we're not putting any pressure on the quarterback. Conversely, neither Mac nor Brock throw from a clean pocket. They don't because our offensive line is not giving them protection. It's not That's the explanation for why the Niners are going to be what they're going to be this year. And I hope and I do believe that the players are trying really hard. But with this amount of injuries, we are limited in how far we're going to be able to go unless guys really just play out and above their potential and just do better than we really expect. Because I can't remember the last time I've seen a whole game when I've seen our quarterback throw from a clean pocket like I saw C.J. Stroud throw from yesterday.
Man.
That's why he looked so good. I don't think D'Amico Ryan's had a great plan. He had a good plan. He knows us. But I don't think it was that. I think it's just,
they got
our quarterback, quarterback was pressured the whole time.
Yep. You know what, Doug? I think you're right on the money. And that's why they may have trouble winning consistently. Because the other quarterback's got too much time and their quarterback doesn't have enough time.
Steiny, he threw the ball, C.J. Stroud, that is, 39 times. You know how many times he got sacked? And you probably do. None. Like, that can't happen.
Or you get beat when it does.
And I'll say this, nobody asked, but if we go back to the season, the 2002 NFL season, don't ask me how it landed there, and we just looked at all the teams that didn't make the playoffs, the one thing they all have in common, Stoney, is their offensive line was crap. And if you can't run or block, and let's just bring this up because we'll get to it later in the week, Stoney. So Brock Purdy's dealing with turf toe. That we know. So now the one difference between him and Mac Jones to me is Brock is more elusive. If we're banking on Brock to be more elusive his first game back, and we will, I mean, that has the ingredients to go left because of what he's dealing with, but that's the one antidote that makes him different than Mac. And if this line is going to block the same and he's going to be running for his life, I'm like, I do wonder, does that have anything to do with the Niners putting him out there?
This was something that just crossed my mind, and I don't know how deep into the season last year we were, but how did Jordan Mason lead the league in rushing yardage through the first, 6 weeks last year?
Remember? That happened, yeah.
Okay, so how was their offensive line? Who was on it? The same guys, right?
Pretty much.
And they had Jordan Mason. So can somebody explain to me why they can't run this year with the same line and a back who's supposedly better than Jordan Mason?
So do you take,
I don't know the answer to that.
Mine is regression.
Okay.
Like how can you look for something and take the onus off of the guys that just showed us last year they could do it through 5 weeks?
Well, then the answer's simple. You need to, the offensive line needs to play better, or you need to get better offensive linemen in here.
And that's what I'm saying. So is it going to be week 9, 10, 11, 12 when the lights go on?
What do you mean lights go on?
To where they play better, or
are
we to a point?
They're going to be inconsistent. Like, the offensive and defensive lines are going to be inconsistent if they're not good. Like, that to me is a sign that you're not a good unit when there are wild fluctuations. And last week, clearly, whether it was the game plan or the scheme or the desire or the hunger or the want, they ran the ball. This past week, they got dominated.
But outside of that, there hadn't been too many they ran the ball, right?
No, they haven't been able to run.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm asking. Why did they run it last year with Mason, but they can't run it this year with McCaffrey? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Real quick, Stoney, are they loading a box and no Ayuk, and they're just daring Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, like they're not being scared of the Niners passing game? I'm just like, if you tell me that, okay, but man. It's got to have something to do with it, right? We dare you guys to beat us with your aerial attack. We don't fear you.
Well, but Mac Jones has had some high passing yardage games.
You are correct.
Let's go to Patrick in South City. Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Overreaction Monday, man.
I hear you, man. I hear you. That was pretty awful. I want to make two points to you guys and see what you think. Number one, the problem I've always had with Kyle Shanahan, and you guys know this about him, is his lack of judgment in critical situations and the wrong decision-making. Let me give you an example. End of the second half, we go in, we score a touchdown, right? We have momentum, we're excited, we're thinking, hey, we're going to pull this thing out. We get the ball in the beginning of the third quarter, we drive to the 50, it's fourth and three, and I think this was what blew the whole game. Instead of saying to your team, guys, I have faith in you, like Pete Carroll would do, or, you know, let's go in and let's go get this first down. You're on the 50, the team's playing lousy, and you got to make a bold move or statement to your team and to yourself that we could pull this game out. Instead, what does he do? He punts. I mean, that drove me insane. You know, I think it was a terrible decision. Number two, my problem with John Lynch is on the other side is, as soon as I see Bosa getting carted off that field, I'm on the phone making a deal. Now, if he made a deal quickly, is that going to guarantee that we might have won the last two or three, you know, two games? No, but at least you're giving it a shot because you know that the team you have on the field is probably not going to be that great or that good. So the conservatism of these two guys just drives me insane, and I wanted to see what you guys think about that.
Goo, you want to start?
Throw in my two cents. And I can tell he's hurt, but I don't think that was the most egregious time to punt yesterday, especially when you were doing nothing offensively, and maybe you get the first down and the game changes. But I watch football all day, Saturday and Sunday, Stoney, and I got 10 others in front, but that's neither here nor there. The bottom line, I didn't think that was egregious. But also, too, they're not a bunch of Nick Bosa's on trees where teams are willing to give them up, even in Cincinnati. And when that injury took place to Bosa, Stoney, everybody still thinks they got action. So, I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I'm just looking at this Niner thing down the road, and they got some big projects in front of them. And mainly this offensive line being bigger than the defensive line, because at least you fertilized the defensive line with Mykael Williams and Alfred Collins, and they're already on the team and they can pop. But I think he's being a little greedy in regard to having Lynch go get Reggie White, rest in peace, or somebody like that, Charles Haley's, Donnie, when it's still too early to me.
Well, to me, it's not that it's necessarily too early. It's that what are you hoping to accomplish this year with trading either a pick or a player for another player? I mean, does anybody want to get anybody in here just for this year?
And
my answer would be no. Why? I don't want anybody
My answer would be no, right? That's robbing Peter to pay Paul, but Peter is broke too.
Now, if you think you can do something with a fifth-round pick and get a player in here, fine. But
that's around the edges that you guys talked about earlier.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Kyle Shanahan talking about all the guys who got banged up yesterday, which would be who? D. Winners got banged up.
Who else left?
Maybe he goes through them.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully not. You know, two ankles didn't look like highs. D. Winters with his knee, just inflammation, things like that. So hopefully we'll be all right.
All right. So they're hoping to come out of this
Jordan
game.
Jordan Elliott went out.
Yes, Jordan
and
Elliott.
Okwuanu. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Good enough. Good enough. More Kyle Shanahan. Let's just cut to the chase.
I mean, got beat today. Credit to them. They kicked our ass, and we got to take it like men and come back, hopefully a little pissed off, and go to work and play better next week than we did this week.
Now, I know you're going to come down my road, but, Stoney, again, if I coached, and I used to coach at our Eddie Howe, CYO, St. Anne's, and Union City, but, Stoney, that's how you answer. We got our ass kicked. Like, that's all that, like, I just appreciate that. Because that's what it was, right? And it's how you come back. I got that's when you play that card. Well, you ain't had too many times to play it. You've lost, but nothing like what we saw yesterday.
More Shanny.
You know, I don't think anyone on offense did that good. We had to really take advantage of, you know, they held on the ball as good as any team that I've been around, just going against them. We had to really take advantage when we did get the ball and made too many mistakes. When the defense is out there for that long, we can't go three and out. Had too many of those today, and thought Mac made some big plays. You know, the touchdown at the end of the second quarter, the touchdown to JJ down the field, just collectively as an offense, too many mistakes.
All right, Kyle Shanahan talking about the offense.
Yeah, Zeb Bates on the YouTube chat, Stoddy. That's all you can ask for as a player from your coach. Keep it real and can't dwell on the past.
Yeah. I mean,
this is one of those burn the film and just move on to the Giants, right?
Yeah, I just hesitate to, like, give a coach credit because he says we got our ass kicked.
But what's he doing with the credit I'm giving him anyway? I hear, but you know. But there's some coaches, Stoddy, Stoddy played well, you know, just Evan was, you know, I liked Evan.
Evan
was great at breakfast.
Well, I don't necessarily think one's better than the other.
Honestly.
Guys protect their players, other guys call them out.
But he said the whole, we were all bad. That's what I took when we got our ass kicked. Yeah. That's why I guess I respond better to it.
Let's go to more Kyle Shanahan. This is the one. This is a lot of talk about the overall game. We're not really getting into a lot of specifics, but
he didn't like much.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to sugarcoat there. And I was real disappointed in how he looked for all four quarters. First half was unacceptable, and second half didn't get much better. So not much to say about it. Except that we'll look it on the plane and figure out all the things that we know we can correct and that we did mess up, but I expect the guys to come in tomorrow with a chip on their shoulder, ready to get back to work.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking about how we're feeling about the Niners right now.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is they're 5-3. The bad news is they're coming off a pretty bad performance against the Texans, and they've got some injuries. And maybe they'll get a guy or two back in the coming weeks. And I'm talking more specifically about Purdy and Pearsall. Is that enough to give you hope for this team? And
if they're not going to play, if they're not going to hit the quarterbacks, Donnie, no.
Well, I think it was
twofold now.
But you know? I think you can look at it the other way too. If maybe they can manufacture some drives on offense, they'll be able to get to the quarterback more frequently on defense, because the defense won't be absolutely gassed.
Yeah,
like they must have been yesterday.
Who was our caller? You didn't like his statement. I'm saying you didn't dislike it, but I got to tell you something. He brought up the Raiders Tampa Bay Super Bowl with John Gruden and Callahan. I didn't think about that one iota yesterday, because I thought, and it's out there, that D'Amico Ryans might be on the hot seat, and that team played nasty last Monday night up in Seattle, which is not easy. But the Niners won that game. So I guess I'm looking at it through that, Stoney. And in my mind, when I went to bed Saturday night, I thought that's what I was going to see after I watched Versus, No Limit and Cash Money. We'll talk about that later. But I thought I was going to see the Niners just trash Houston. And shame on me. But, Stoney, I guess where did I go wrong with that? Who did I give too much of the benefit of the doubt to and maybe not enough to? Or are you just saying NFL?
I don't understand how you can ever go into an NFL game and say, I know what's going to happen.
Well, if you look at my betting slip, you can see. But, yeah, Jesus Christ. Nobody had them going down and taking the ball for 11 minutes.
You're right about that.
Come on, man. But get a field goal.
You answer your own questions all the time.
You're complaining
about your injuries. The defense is young. You lost your best guys. Why wouldn't you allow for the fact that the Niners could go down there and get handled?
Because I expected this ass whooping to happen in L.A. a couple weeks ago. And you know what they did, Stoney? They beat the Rams. So I expected this ass whooping to happen maybe.
Why? They're playing with backups, and they were coming off a win against the Falcons. Like, that's the other thing I think about the NFL.
Looking? How's that win looking, though?
Exactly.
Atlanta.
It looks like the win against the Saints.
I got you, man.
I mean,
nobody expected that. I'm sorry.
Well, some people did. I mean,
do you know any of them?
Yeah, I do. I do know a couple people that said that defense is no joke.
Yeah. Well, defense being no joke is different than not having the ball for three quarters of the game.
Dude.
Like, I actually thought it was it wasn't the defense that looked great. It was their offense.
That's what's...
They scored. They almost had 500 yards.
They threw for 300 plus. He has a funky throwing delivery too, Evan. We talked about it, but you're right. He helped me, man. It's not any like that's the part of it. Just like it's the same team that played the Seahawks. But maybe you're, yeah. I guess when you're comfortable, you look your best, right?
I don't know. These guys, you have young players on defense, and sometimes that happens. Hold on 1 sec. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get beat yesterday, 26-15. We're 5-3. How we feeling? How we feeling? We all right? Let me know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Always a rainbow at the rain.
We gotta take it like men.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Niners get beat yesterday 26-15 to the Houston Texans. Probably their worst game of the year, I would say. Is that fair? Their losses were Jacksonville and Tampa Bay. Yeah, this was worse, I think.
Yeah, this was worse because I expected them to kick Jacksonville's ass too. But Evan, I know you're going to jump in. Go ahead, baby. Oh, I thought I heard something.
No.
Oh, I'm good.
What's that?
I thought you jumped in. I'm hearing something in my headphones. I was saying.
And there it is right there.
What happened?
You just saw the difference between you and me. He comes on and he knows you're, he says, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When I do it, he goes, huh? It's definitely just little subtle things like that.
That's what... No, go ahead. He asked, was this the worst loss of the year?
Everyone says he's nicer to me, by the way.
Dude, I won't even drop dime. It's not even a dime. But the topic of conversation was you with Evan and other people and how your tone and your lexicon is different.
As opposed to with you?
It's something I do to you.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, remember when three games into the season, you said, Chet, this is the greatest coaching job. How is it now? They're Evan, 2-3 over the last five. Did it hold up?
I wasn't there that day.
No, you were. I texted you, didn't I, on the side? Like,
you both
point.
Did.
Hey, anyway, he said, was this the worst loss of the season? I got Jacksonville right there, but at least they showed some sign of life. This was the most disappointing one to me, Evan.
Yeah, that's the most lopsided victory. I mean, they got dominated.
Okay, there it is, Steiny. Dominated.
That's what I said.
But nobody saw it coming. Now, you could go.
Why were the Niners not favored? If Texans were so bad, why were the Niners not favored?
All right, I'll give me this for that, Mr. Gambler. I had a good week. Even that didn't. This game was uglier than what the spread was. We thought we were getting a close game, and if you want to say 26-15, but Stoney, this wasn't even. The Niners had one first down in the first half.
Right. Nobody expected that, but when you watch the game in the first and second half, it's like, I see what happened. Mm. They got handled. And they got to bounce back.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jan.
Uh-oh.
In Mountain View. Oh, hey, Jan, how you doing?
She's going to be running hot, I believe.
Oh, I'm doing okay,
good.
Except for that loss. But I want to point out a couple of things, and that is, it was the first game that they started all year at 10 o'clock. The one in Tampa should have been started at 10, and that was moved back to a later time, like the time that they're used to. Well, every time it seems that they have an early game on the East Coast, or if it's in the Central time zone, I don't care. It seems they always lay an egg, and I can't get over it. And I'm thinking, well, what time do they leave to go to that stadium? Do they leave like Saturday morning? Do they leave Friday? When do they leave? Because it's a different time zone. And go through the last few games that they've played at that earlier time. And next week's another early start. And the week after that, they get the Rams. And I know the Rams are going to be ready for us because they had their bye yesterday, and they're going to be ready for us. And I'll point out another thing. Nico, is that his name, the head coach?
Yeah, D'Amico. Yeah, D'Amico.
He knows Shanahan's system, and he was ready for him. And Shanahan should have at least, tried some kind of a stunt, like a trick play, like instead of kicking a punt, run for a first down or something, instead of trying to give him back the ball. I mean, you've got to get some kind of life into that team and to get them back on the right track. And if you're not careful, you're going to keep sliding down the totem pole, because we ended up now in third place when we were in first place because those other teams had a bye yesterday.
Now, Jan, you're my girl. I just want to point out they did play Steiny at New Orleans at 10 a.m. and they won that game. Just to let
that wasn't really an NFL game.
What you mean? I get that's our girl. But yeah,
thanks, Jan.
Yeah, they won at 10 before. Yeah. In New Orleans. Bourbon Street, a lot of temptations. They just got their ass kicked. Kyle said
take it like men.
Yeah, take it like men. Man.
More Shanny.
I mean, there's no place in particular where I was question anybody's effort. I'll be able to see that in more detail when I get on the plane. I feel collectively, just as a whole, I wish I felt our team a little bit more today. But there was nothing where I saw guys loafing or anything like that. But it's a little easier for me to see when I study the tape.
Yeah, he was asked if he saw a little lack of effort yesterday in that game.
Yeah, and Stoney, I didn't see that. I just saw bad angles, missed tackles, and ineptitude at trying to block and beat your man. I was listening to Evan and our guy, hopefully he's a soon-to-be Hall of Famer, Lo Neal, on the pregame show, Steiny. And Lowe always says you got to defeat the man in front of you. And yesterday was the first time in a long time I just felt like the Niners just whiffed. I mean, what was good about that game? There was not one thing. And then the Jennings drop. I know drops happens, Donnie, but that's when it was just kind of to me, like, that's okay, that's how the day's going, huh?
I mean, they were way more than one or two plays away from being competitive in that game. That's the way I look at it. It's just one where nothing went right. You know, I don't know. It sounds like the defense took a big part of the hit yesterday, but the offense was no better, I didn't think. You know, this was a game where obviously the defense couldn't get off the field, so you say the defense could get no stops, but the offense couldn't get any starts, if you will.
Like, damn,
they did nothing, the offense, for, you know, too many possessions. They just had short series and ended up punting it.
This is not fair to you, but I'm going to ask as we got till 2 p.m., is there another team on the schedule that you think, because I didn't think Houston, I knew they were a good defense, yada, 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 but they, you know, the record wasn't there. Is there any team on their schedule coming up that can duplicate what Houston did to the Niner offense?
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah, and I was hoping your answer would be no, but I just didn't see this butt whooping coming like that.
I guess the one thing I'm wondering about with 49er fans is Brock Purdy. It sounds like Purdy and Pearsall are getting close. And if I told you right now, you know what? They both are probably going to play against the Giants. Doesn't that change your outlook about not only that game, but maybe the rest of the season? And I get they've got bigger problems than quarterback maybe and receiver, but they're playing with backups, and Pearsall's been pretty good early in the season, and Brock Purdy's got a 2 or 3 year history. So it doesn't feel like there's any optimism about that,
no,
quite
and,
frankly.
And I love you posing that question, Donnie, and I got to put respect on both of the individuals. We're all high on Ricky. What if I told you his injury scares me more than Purdy's turf toe? I'll just leave that there. But Stoney, if you're telling me you get that duo back, yes, that would change what I think they can do. And yesterday was Exhibit A. There was nobody on the field that I felt threatened the Texans secondary or gave D'Amico Ryans and that defense any headaches. I'd like to, and Juwan Jennings had an opportunity, but other than that, just think about what we're talking. I mean, Pearsall's been awesome when he plays. Keyword, when he plays. But I just felt like they were hitting singles, and the pitcher wasn't even worried about giving up a long ball. I know it's a bad analogy, but they took McCaffrey away, and then it was like, yeah, okay, you don't scare us. We're going to take the middle of the field away from you, and that's what they did.
Who, like, are there players on the 49ers offense that scare you?
McCaffrey and Kittle.
Okay, in a way, listen, I'm not saying Kittle's great,
right.
But, like, they don't – They don't use him enough in the, you know, he's not an 8-catch-a-game guy.
Yeah, but I can't. Go ahead, Stoney, you preach it. I'm interrupting.
So when he's at his best, a lot of times he is blocking.
But we have seen him be a beast in the passing game, but I'm with you.
How many catches did he have? He had no catches last week, right?
None.
In his first game back.
None.
And what do you have, two yesterday, two or three?
Yeah. Touchdown, it looked like it was going to be picked off. And I'm just like, dude, he can go get it, man. But I hear you, it's by choice. Donnie, or is it a byproduct of what I used to hate? Oh, he's a real good blocking tight end. I love that. But give me Kelce and who else? Todd Christensen all day.
Whoa.
The tight ends that catch the ball. That's how I would use my tight end.
Okay.
I got five dudes to block.
I know. I know what we're talking about at the crossover.
I'm so lost.
Oh, Willard's like, Kittle's been the best tight end in football for 5 years.
All right, you could bring that up.
He's not a guy, he's not like Travis Kelce, who just goes and finds an open area.
Hey, come on, Stoney. Honestly, who you taking, Kelce or Kittle?
Right now I'm taking Kittle.
Well, no, that's easy.
Well, you asked me.
I'm talking about career.
Like Kelsey.
Yeah. But Kittle could do what Kelsey did if he were on Kansas City. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, but you don't know that Andy Reid would look at George Kittle and say, well, I'm going to use him like I used Kelsey.
Kittle had 4 for 43.
He may look at Kittle, Andy Reid, and see what Kyle Shanahan sees, and that is a guy who could maybe at times help make the running game dynamic.
Yeah, I'm just – now you got me down, Stoney. I'm not even down. I'm just melancholy, and let me just tell you why. You know I like every party I'm invited to. I love a party. But I keep saying, and I have said out of this fat mouth of mine, there is a price to a dynasty or being damn near close to one. And if those chickens are coming home to roost, Donnie, at some point the Niners are going to have to rebuild. It could be a soft rebuild. But right now it's apparent that you got a lot of fertilizer and seeds on the defensive side, but they got to pop and grow. But this offensive line needs to be revamped. And if you're going to every other Sunday have a performance collectively by your own line that affects everything you try to do offensively, then the goal this year is to make the playoffs and you could be happy and hope they win that game. But damn, Stoney, I'm just thinking about the bigger picture, which I normally don't do, is, I mean, these injuries to Bosa and Warner have come at the most inopportune time. And you would be a fool right now, I'm just saying, if you're Lynch and you're trying to go get something for the immediate that's going to take capital away from next year's draft. Like, I think that's what the Niners are facing, man. You got some good pieces that hurt. But, man, I mean, Stoney, how did you not look at yesterday and come away from, man, this O-line is – it might – you know, it needs some fertilizer.
The O-line's different than the defense. To me, the defense is fine. Why is the defense fine? Because you got injuries to two guys.
And youngsters.
And, yeah, you're young.
Yeah.
You're young. So maybe that's a reason why C.J. Stroud looked terrible last week and looked better this week. Because the 49ers defense is very inexperienced right now.
But you hope that's not a theme moving forward Dart.
But it has to be a theme moving forward because they are a young defense. So we can't expect this defense to be good all year long. I don't think. They're going to have good moments, and they're going to have bad moments.
So you need more production from your offense.
At least to try to keep the ball away from the opposition for more than for less than 40 minutes a game.
I mean, man, that was –
Who was worse yesterday, the offense or the defense? My answer is yes. Yeah, they were both bad.
Yeah. Like it's a tie.
Sure, why not?
But I got more answers as to defensively why they were porous. Offense, there's no excuse. You know what I mean? You had your OGs out there. You had McCaffrey, you had Kittle.
Playing with a backup quarterback.
But did that game reek of Mac Jones wasn't the reason they lost that game?
I don't think he was either, but the way he's pressured – He has less of a chance.
So he feels it.
And I'm sorry, I'm not like, can we bring Brock Purdy back if the O-line's like this? Yes, you have to. You have to because he gives you a better chance because he can move a little bit.
But what if he re-aggravates
somebody? We got to play guys.
Yeah, I just asked.
If he re-aggravates it, he re-aggravates it.
Mm.
And then we go back to Mac Jones and try to win games against these horse bleep teams later in the year. They can win games with Mac Jones. Does the defense need some reinforcements, Kyle?
No, nothing changes anything. It has to do with what's available out there, and does it help us this year? Does it help us next year? So usually as things get closer, you get a little more idea on who's real and who's not, and we'll evaluate that for the short term and long term.
And I guess the grill right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Controls, Donnie. Are the Niners this 5-3 real or fake? And it, you know, there's no wrong answer. It's just what you believe.
Well, it's clear to me that they're 5-3, but they're not treating this team like it's from 2 years ago. If they thought this team had legitimate action, maybe they would do something. But like that's the other thing. Like Kyle Shanahan, not going to answer that question.
Mm.
Oh yeah, now we got to get help in here. He's they've asked him that question three straight weeks. And he's been, yeah, no, there no extra urgency. The training deadline's in 10 days, and if somebody's available, somebody's available. Yeah.
Rams picked up a corner. Who was it, Evan McCray? How I pronounce his name? From
Tennessee?
Yeah. Cornerback.
Roger McCready.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's his name. They got him for
McCreary.
McCreary. They got him for a fifth-round pick or sixth-round pick. No, he was a sixth-round draft pick. They got him for a fifth, I believe. Yeah. Mm. Maybe they think
but
they're,
I got you.
You know, more of a shot at it. Here's Shanahan on the reality of what they're dealing with right now.
Our reality is pretty realistic on what we deal with every week. So we knew we had a tough game versus Atlanta, and we felt we had a tough game today. So all those things, I mean, you guys can write about that stuff. But, yeah, it's definitely harder when you lose really good players. But we've had that situation throughout this year, and all I want us to do is play as good as we can play. And then you can deal with whatever. And today we didn't play as good as we could play.
Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they played better last week against the Falcons. They won that game, and they ran into a little bit of a defensive buzzsaw.
So you got New York at New York, and you come home to the Rams?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, I know we think different on the Giants, but I'm just like, okay, but you got to earn it, and they're 5-3. And that's if you ask me right now the state of the 49er football study, that's what I'm going to. They're 5-3. I don't care how they got there. They're 5-3, so you're still mathematically alive. You said it before we started the show. Technically, if you're into it, they got the last playoff spot right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they still got some action. You still think the Giants are a good team?
I think they're better than their record.
Mm.
And they got talent on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On defense and the offensive side of the ball, and they got a young hot shot at quarterback. So
a rookie, right?
Yeah, Jackson Dart. So
wait, how many games has he played in his NFL career?
And you know me.
Like four?
It don't matter, Stein.
No, it does matter.
They had Denver beat,
but
they
lost. If Robert Saleh is as good as we hear, he should be able to deal with a rookie quarterback without their starting running back.
But their offensive line is better than the Texans' offensive line, who were 30th in pass block and win rate, and the Niners didn't touch the quarterback.
Okay.
Like, that's a...
Well, then Saleh's not going to... Then this is just who they are?
No.
They better have better games than last week, or than yesterday, rather.
No, Stoddy, sometimes you are a slave to your personnel. And we know...
Look, you don't... Stop.
What you mean?
Stop, like... I get it. They're a pro team, the New York Giants, yeah. But they're not. You're not playing the Buffalo Bills. Right. You're playing a guy. They have a rookie quarterback.
Like, so are you
Robert Sala? And you make it work.
Well, I did that last week, and what did he give us? They didn't touch the quarterback. I was thinking there's no way a Robert Saleh-led defense is going to let our boy carve him up.
When you watch a game, like, you don't allow for everything to happen?
No, I do that before the game.
Right. So, like, the 49ers couldn't stop the run. They couldn't, get a run. Like, when you say nobody saw it coming, it's like, sure, I think everybody saw it coming. Once the first quarter was over.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you give the Giants a chance to beat them?
Of course I give them a chance.
See, it doesn't sound like it, but now you say
I give them a chance.
That hits different.
But it's because the Niners aren't very good. That's why I give them a chance. That's what I'm saying. I mean, they've got the Giants next week. They don't have the Eagles. They don't have the Bills. I mean, it doesn't mean you put a stroke down on the win column, but... You have a better chance of beating the Giants than 23 other teams in the NFL. And then when you play the Titans.
Well, no, that you could.
And the Browns. And I know the Panthers will probably be 4-7, but they'll be a good 4-7. That to me has been the theme of the season. They're going to win some more games. They're going to be on the periphery of this, or not periphery, they're going to be near this seventh playoff spot, maybe sixth. So,
because that's where they are. I got it.
So, I mean, you just go out and play against the Giants. And if you beat them, you'll be 6-3, ready to put the Rams into a bind if you can somehow beat them. Beat the Giants. I guarantee you, people are going to say we can beat the Rams.
If you're at the counter now, Stoney, in Vegas, and you got a bet, forget what degree of trade, but do you think they buy or they sell or they just stand pat? My answer before you go is stand pat. I think they're just going to ride this out and hope guys get it and come, but some guys come back healthy.
They're probably very good at seeing a guy on another team's roster that they think could help them right now. And maybe they'll pick up a guy or two and not give up a high draft pick for him. And they think a guy can help right now. I mean,
Chase Young and who else? Randy Gregory's of the world.
Yeah, they've all worked.
No, they didn't.
Exactly. Yeah. 408. No. Is Shanahan's job on the line right now?
Woo. He's made. We've both ever come on now. Now, people out there that don't like him, you cannot like him. Is he perfect? No, but come on, man. When he leaves this gig, it'll be on his own doing.
What kind of year is Shanahan having right now?
The fact they're 5-3, I'd give him a B.
Okay.
No, I'm just. How would you answer that?
He's been fine. He's been good. In fact, I think a lot of coaches don't have their teams at 5-3 right now.
All right, and man.
So, but that's just me. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, what are you making of this season right now? How optimistic are you? You're 5-3, but you played your worst game of the year yesterday. Guru asked me if I was alarmed at that game yesterday, and no, I wasn't really alarmed.
And I believe
once you started watching it, you kind of saw what was going on. But they
had no answer to what was going on.
Well,
and it's one thing when Baker Mayfield's doing it, but when an anemic offense comes in and you still can't stop it, that makes me think different about the future.
For which side of the ball?
Just stopping team, both.
Well, they're young. I mean, they're not going to be a doomsday defense right now because they're young and they don't have their big boys. I think we got to deal with that. And it may, their defense may get worse over the course of the season. Head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.